Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after, Mr. Wonderful, at your service. I'm very excited about our good friend Dr. Bill Duckerberg being back on the show. He's Mr. Outstanding. Bill is chief economist for the National Federation of Independent Business, NFIB, professor of economics at Temple University. And Dr. Bill has been a member of our Brain Trust now for, you know what, this is, Bill, welcome back. This is your 12th anniversary. Did you know that?
How about that? No, I didn't.
Today, right now, is your 12th anniversary. I just noticed that.
I'm impressed you know that.
Well, we're like baseball. We keep up with this. We've got your on-base percentage here.
There, right?
We got your base on balls percentage here. We know how many walks. We got the whole thing here. So happy anniversary.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So welcome back. And especially today, we like you being here today because you got good news.
Yeah, I guess you could look at it that way.
I'm reaching for anything here, Bill.
Yeah, I know. That's what we've been doing for some time now, you know.
But we may not like the numbers, but we got like the trend.
Well, the 1 month trend, that's a pretty short trend.
Work with me here, Bill. Work with me.
Yeah, what can I say? Well, you know, if you view March, you know, last month as an aberration, then I guess we still do have a trend. So maybe we could say March was just an aberration. So take March out, and we've got 7 months in a row where the index is up.
So March was down?
Yeah, March was down. We lost, almost 2 points, 1.8 points in the index. And then April we made it up, and then some. So we were up 2 points in April, which is a very nice number, a very good solid number.
Now this number, this 2 point number, this index, is an amalgam of a lot of different factors, right?
Right. There are 10 questions in the index. So a 2 point increase in the index means that there were 20 percentage point improvements, an improvement of 20 percentage points over the 10 questions. So. You know, so more people gave positive answers totaling 20 points. You divide by 10 for the index, and that's how you get your 2 points. So we're up two, and so the index is at 94.5. That is the highest reading since December of 07, which is good news. The bad news is, though, so was February 2011. So a year ago we had an identical reading, So we kind of spent the year going nowhere, so to speak.
Well, you know, I kind of feel like we're watching the presidential polls. One day Romney's up, the next day Obama's up. Next day it's the other way around. I feel like I'm watching the tennis match that never ends.
Yeah,
it's always
seems that way.
You know, it's always advantage one or the other, but nobody ever actually wins. Nobody, you know, we don't ever get this thing resolved.
Right.
Declare a winner and ride that horse for a while.
The longest tennis match ever.
Exactly. I mean, it feels like that, doesn't it? I mean, it's like there's no resolution. There's no, we're not really catching hold, so to speak.
Right. So the long-term average of the index before the recession was around 100. And there's no normal, I guess.
Yeah, we don't use that word around here, Bill.
Yeah, but usually you would expect the index to be pretty high coming out of a bad recession.
Right.
But of course, we're not. So the recession ended officially in 2009.
Almost 3 years
ago. And yeah, here we are, you know, we're still getting recession-type readings on the index.
We're still languishing 3 years later. Yeah. How long has it been since the index was at 100%?
At 100,
I mean.
Probably 06.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2006.
Mm-hmm.
The year we built 2.2 million houses, There's nobody in America to live in them.
Yeah, and so that 100 points is basically on par with say roughly 3% growth. Would you say that?
Oh yeah, probably about that. Yeah.
Which and now we've got less than 2% typically, right?
Right. Yeah, it's a little slow now.
Yeah.
Unemployment rate is a lot higher than it should be, of course.
Mm-hmm. And so when we come back, folks, we're going to break this down. We're going to break this index down and talk about some of the factors, the labor, the job situation, capital spending on equipment, inventory, sales. We talk about sales. Inflation is a big deal. I've been writing about that and talking about that, as you know, folks, about this inflation slash pricing power thing, that this vortex that small businesses are in right now. We're going to talk about that with Bill Dunkelberg, too, and other topics. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.